Hi, I'm Jim Narosky from Microsoft. Welcome to the Office 365 update for March of 2016. During the next 10 minutes, I'll be giving you a quick rundown of the latest Office 365 updates from various Microsoft sources, including the Office blogs and the Office 365 roadmap. Here's what's happening. I've been a huge fan of OneNote for a long time. I'm happy to report that the OneNote development team hit the ground running in 2016, releasing many new enhancements. Ever heard of docs.com? It's Microsoft's site that enables you to quickly and easily share all types of Office documents for free. Now it's easier than ever to share your notes with the world with docs.com and make your OneNote notebooks accessible for others with just a single tap. To test how this works, I went ahead and posted links to the additional resources for this recording to docs.com. You can access them via the URL you see on the screen. I'll use the number of visits to the site to determine if I continue doing this going forward, so visit the site if you're interested. There's more great news in the January 29th blog post. Check it out, and you'll see why I'm such a huge fan of OneNote. Real-time co-authoring lets more than one person work on the same document at once, with each person's changes seen by the others in real time. Since way back in 2013, Microsoft has offered real-time co-authoring with Office Online documents stored in Microsoft OneDrive and SharePoint Online. On January 27th of this year, we extended this capability to cloud storage providers in the Microsoft Cloud Storage Partner Program, or CSPP. Now, real-time co-authoring with Office Online is available for users whose documents are stored not only on OneDrive and SharePoint Online, but for Box, Citrix ShareFile, Dropbox, and Ignite. Also, starting today, any other partner in the CSPP program can enable real-time co-authoring using standard interfaces. In the February update, I encourage you to check out a blog post on the Power BI mobile apps. It focused on major improvements to the Power BI experience on mobile devices, making it slicker, faster, and, according to some, even more fun. Adding to the excitement, on January 26th, the Power BI team announced the release of the Power BI Universal app for Windows 10. It offers a touch-optimized experience that lets you easily consume your data and insights from anywhere and on any Windows 10 device, from smartphones to PCs, all the way up to the Microsoft Surface Hub. I've been using the Power BI app with my Lumia 822 running Windows 10 Preview, and it looks great. I have all the metrics I use to check the status of my business available wherever I go and whenever I want. Be sure to watch a demonstration of this feature in the January 26th Power BI blog post. Back on December 1st, Microsoft expanded the availability of Skype for Business Online Public Switch Telephone Network Conferencing, better known as PSTN conferencing, to 15 countries around the globe. PSTN conferencing provides the flexibility to dial into a Skype for Business online meeting from a traditional phone, which in some parts of the world is still the standard. I'm happy to announce that Microsoft plans on extending the availability of PSTN conferencing to additional countries by early March, most likely before you are listening to this recording. Keep your eye out for the official news release in the Office blog, which I believe was to take place in early March. If I was to survey this audience, my guess is that pretty much all of you have heard of Office 365 services like Skype for Business Online, Exchange Online, and SharePoint Online. Yammer is one of those services you may have heard less about because it's a relatively new kid on the block. When we asked, our customers told us one obstacle to them adopting Yammer was that admins had to go through a separate activation process. That hurdle is now a thing of the past, as we announced on February 2nd that Microsoft is activating Yammer for all eligible Office 365 tenants without requiring admin action. Activating Yammer will provide Office 365 admins with a simpler, centralized way to manage Yammer users, and it means that Yammer is now covered by the Office 365 Trust Center, which sets industry-leading compliance and privacy standards. We should be in Wave 2 of the rollout if you're watching this in March. More details on the rollout schedule are available in the February 2nd blog post. A September 10th, 2015 blog post announced that the Office 2016 rollout was commencing on September 22nd. It also introduced new deployment options for businesses, including an option to postpone deployment to give them more time to prepare. Those companies that elected to put their users on the deployment option called the current branch could install Office 2016 immediately or soon after availability and were always kept up to date. Those customers on the current branch for business meant that Office 2016 deployment could take place in a more predictable manner and would not start immediately. A February 9th blog post had some important new information on this topic, some of which I'd like to discuss. The first item was some name changes to the deployment options. The current branch became the current channel, and the current branch for business became the deferred channel. Only the names changed. Everything else stayed the same. The next and more important item was that what was called the current branch for business and is now called the deferred channel build of Office 2016 is now available for download. And as of February 23rd, is available on the Office 365 user software page. There's more in the blog post than I have time to discuss here, including some great information for admins. So be sure to check it out. Knowing who is taking action on content can be critical in helping an organization fulfill its compliance requirements. On February 17th, Microsoft announced an important update for admins, the ability to audit and report on numerous activities that take place within SharePoint Online and OneDrive for Business. Admins will now have an audit log that displays what both users and admins have been doing. Need to find out if a user deleted a key document or if an admin reset someone's password? It's in the new audit log. This is a great new resource for compliance officers who need to understand actions taken by individuals using OneDrive for Business or taken by users on a specific file in a SharePoint Online document library. In addition to these new auditing and reporting capabilities, Microsoft is also increasing the per file size limit to 10 gigabytes. This applies to files uploaded to SharePoint Online team sites, Office 365 groups, and OneDrive for Business, as well as for videos uploaded to the Office 365 video portal. Microsoft is also increasing the overall pooled SharePoint Online storage allocation to 1 terabyte plus half a gigabyte per user. There are lots of additional details in the February 17th blog post. Be sure to check it out. All companies must address the challenges of storing and organizing vast quantities of data so they can quickly be responsive to a litigation, investigation, or regulatory e-discovery request. In early December, Microsoft released Office 365 Advanced e-Discovery, which integrates Equivio machine learning, predictive coding, and text analytics capabilities to reduce the costs and challenges that come along with sorting through large quantities of data for e-discovery purposes. On February 1st, Microsoft announced that customers can now export e-discovery data from their Office 365 tenant to third-party review applications. This new capability is in addition to the existing export capabilities already present in Office 365. The new export functionality enables secure e-discovery data export from Office 365 Advanced e-Discovery to secure Azure storage controlled either by the organization or by the third-party review application. Microsoft is initially working with 4 review application partners to build integrated solutions that take advantage of the new export capability in Office 365 Advanced e-Discovery. They are Epic, Connect, Relativity, and Recommind. I hope I pronounced those names right. To learn more about integrating Office 365 Advanced e-Discovery with these third-party review applications, consult the February 1st blog post. In past recordings, I've asked for your input on what new Office 365 capabilities you'd like to hear about. I appreciate your suggestions and continue to encourage you to send them to jimnarr@microsoft.com. Some of you have sent me requests for new capabilities not currently offered in Office 365. I assure you that as much as I'd like to, I have little to no influence over the future direction of Office 365. With that said, if you do have any suggestions for improvements in Office 365, please visit office365.uservoice.com and post your feedback there. Thanks for your time, and I'll see you again next month.